Good morning. I'm Alex Danger Bergerly.
And I'm Craig Coolhouse. Thanks for joining us once again for the Bishop Garrigan Bear Facts, a weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan.
1 week ago, the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team competed in a nationwide Knowledge Master competition. It's only top students who compete in the Knowledge Master, and the Bears held their own against them. Garrigan's score of 1,054 points placed them right in the middle of Iowa schools, better than nearby competitors like Grundy Center, Ankeny, and the Rams Marathon. They were also well above the average of small schools nationwide. Congrats, Quiz Bowl.
Over the next few years, every school in Iowa will be making changes that are part of the Iowa Core program to change both what is taught in the Iowa schools and how students learn it. For the past 3 years, high school teacher David Burrow, junior high teacher Kathy Kohlhaus, and elementary teacher Nancy Nelson have worked to plan Garrigan's transition to the Iowa Core. These three teachers were at another meeting in Fort Dodge this past week, planning ways to help teachers with the changes in education.
Garrigan is a Catholic school, and throughout the year we take part in liturgies, prayer services, and religious events. The past week, Garrigan Seton students observed the Sacrament of Reconciliation, what pretty much everyone calls confession. We had separate reconciliation services for elementary, middle school, and high school students at St. Cecilia's Church. Priests from all over the area were on hand, and we thank them for helping out.
Throughout this fall, we've had some special visitors at Garrigan. One of them is Lucas Meyer, an exchange student from Brazil. Lucas is a real fun-loving guy who seems to enjoy the time he spent in Iowa. He's been staying with David Klein and his family while he's been going to Garrigan. Lucas will head back to Brazil at semester time, and we all wish him well back home.
Another new face this fall has been Megan Clem. Mrs. Clem is a student teacher who has been working with both history and English classes. She's both observed and taught classes under the direction of Mr. Patterson, Mrs. Miller, and Miss McCall. Her work at Garrigan finishes up at the holiday break, and we wish Mrs. Clem all the best in her future teaching career.
We recently featured our varsity Golden Bear basketball teams on the Bear Facts, but the lower level teams are an important part of building for the future. The JV girls team includes guards Sophie Bear, Nicole Bear, Aisha Miller, Haley Fralick, Kristen Condolian, and Emily Marlowe, together with forwards Kara Eichen, Mallory Schiltz, Sarah McCall, Taylor Hovey, and Betty Straub.
On the boys' side, the JV team includes Adam Hamilton, Jake Kohlhaus, Justin Miller, Michael Berkey, David Klein, Bailey Kolash, Neil Koob, Brayton Loss, Chris Loss. Coach Mick Albert is also looking forward to another good year for the freshman boys. This year, he's working with Taylor Dietrich, Zach Kolash, Tyler Schnurr, Reese Wadley, Tony Kolash, Jess Marlowe, Andrew Miller, and Ben Vasky. Good luck, lower level basketball.
The basketball cheerleaders are also important throughout the winter. This year's basketball spirit squad includes Rachel Birdie, Morgan Frieders, Hannah Boisley, Andrea Altman, Emily Birdie, and Melanie Mergen, together with Aaron Reedy, Sabrina Book, Courtney Carlson, Brittany Arndorfer, Amanda Altman, Taylor Frieders, and Caroline Hamilton. Thanks to the cheerleaders for all their hard work.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Sadie Forberger. Here to tell you about her is John Richter.
Mercedes Forberger is someone everyone calls Sadie. She comes to Garrigan from the Wesley area, and when she's not at school, you may have seen her working at the Hillside Golf Course. Sadie plans a career in nursing. She'll be graduating early and starting her studies at DMAC right after Christmas. We wish Sadie all the best of luck.
Thanks, John. On our Golden Bear calendar, for a change, there's no activities at all on the calendar today. Then tomorrow is the fourth Sunday of Advent.
We'll begin the week with Advent prayer on Monday, the night the freshman boys host Clarion Goldfield. Tuesday, the school board meets at Seton. We'll have locker cleanout in preparation for the holiday break.
Also, on Tuesday, Christian leadership will present their Christmas traditions assembly. That night is the big crosstown basketball showdown between Garrigan and Algona High. This year, the Bears host the JV matchup while the varsity games are crosstown.
We'll have a school-wide Christmas Mass on Wednesday. Then that afternoon, we'll dismiss at 2:15 for the holiday break. There's no formal school activities over Christmas vacation.
That's this week's Bear Facts. We'll be back next week on Christmas Eve with a special holiday show featuring all the special service projects we've been doing throughout December. So be sure to catch us then for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.